Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. This is your host, Jael, coming to you from Texas. This is part 3 of Prophecy 2020. Now, this particular prophecy from the Lord is more, I'll just say it, doom and gloom. So if you're not in the mood to hear some really sad and in some instances devastating predictions, then this is not the podcast for you. However, I must share as the Lord leads. So, the first podcast I published for Prophecy 2020 was a little more encouraging. The second one as well, you know, just some matter-of-fact things that the Lord had shared with me that we could do as Christians to prepare ourselves and to help other people learn more about Jesus and come to know Him and be saved. You know, what our role was in the year 2020, the things that He needed us to do, think about, and change. Now, this particular podcast are the things that most people think about when they think about a prophetic word for the year. They think about elections and weather phenomenon, social issues, those types of things. So those are the things that I'm going to address today as the Holy Spirit leads. So let me start with President Trump. Love him or hate him, he is our president. And the Bible is very clear about respecting authority. There has already been an assassination attempt on his character with the impeachment. And I see another literal assassination attempt. That doesn't mean that it will happen. It means that someone's thinking about it and it's being planned. That does not mean that it will go forth and go through. I do see him winning again, running for office and winning again. And I'll just leave that there. In the political arena, as there has been in the past, since I was a little girl, there are always political scandals. And just more and more information is going to come out with politics and social issues. So let me move across the ocean to Europe for a minute. And let's talk about Brexit and the United Kingdom. So Brexit, I see being dismantled, which is going to affect the countries in the UK. So get ready for that. The monarchy in England will be changing. Does that mean Queen Elizabeth is going to die? Not necessarily. She could, you know, she is older. It's expected at some point, we all do. However, I do see the monarchy changing. What exactly that means, I don't know. I just keep hearing and seeing the word changes in the monarchy in England. War in the Middle East. Well, there's been war in the Middle East. I know that. You know that. We've been dealing with that for quite a while. What's different is there will be an alliance between 3 to 4 countries that normally fight each other. They're going to make a pact to form a huge army against Israel and against the United States. So that could be, I'm thinking, Iran, Iraq, Turkey, and Syria, perhaps, coming together. But there is going to be an alliance against the United States by more than one Middle Eastern country and against Israel. I'm sorry, I'm just looking over my notes. Sorry for the silence. I'm just making sure, you know, waiting on the Holy Spirit to tell me what to share, what not to share. Because sometimes, even though He gives us a word, it doesn't mean that we're supposed to share it right now. So I'm flipping through my notes and waiting for an answer. Okay, so mass shootings. This is going to continue. It is going to increase and rise. Something strange that started to happen is going to increase even more. That is the mass death of animals, like fish being washed up on shore and they're all dead. Birds literally dropping out of the sky and dying. Just very strange mass deaths. Almost, I'm hearing the spirit say, like the plagues that happened in Egypt when Moses was trying to get Pharaoh to let them leave. Very strange things like that. Also, animals dying off, becoming endangered and extinct. Now, natural disasters, oh my gosh, this is where I got the most revelation. Okay, so I've seen in my head strange things that I can't even describe to you. There are no weather terms for this, or if there are, I've never heard of them. These things that I'm seeing, so I'm just going to say this, there are going to be some very strange, unusual weather phenomenon going on that either has never occurred or has rarely occurred in the history of mankind. And get prepared for a lot of that. More earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes. And we know this happens every year, but it will be more frequent, it will be more devastating, and it will be in places where it usually does not happen. Or at a different time of year or season than it normally should. Let's see, famine. Lots and lots and lots and lots of famine. As in the biblical times, that's coming around again. Many people will die from hunger. Many people will die from epidemic instances of diseases where whole generations could possibly be wiped out in a particular area or country because of these medical, I'll just call them plagues. I don't know what else to call them. There's just an increase in a lot of things. Just, oh my gosh. It's almost like people are going to want the world to end like this year because it's going to be so crazy. You know, there will be many highs, but there will also be many, 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 many lows. So I'm telling you all of that to say this. If you are a Christian, you need to be praying. You need to be praying for the world. You need to be praying for your family, for the country that you live in, the city that you live in, for your family, and for world peace. Because of, you know, nobody wants war. Nobody wants war. It's just devastating to families, to certain businesses, depending on where the war is. It affects children, you know, in education, being able to learn, just all sorts of things. And now that we have these kinds of chemical weapons that can be released with bombs and things, and, you know, that could really, really hurt people physically over the long run for years through generations, we really need to be prayed up. And I, you know, I can't apologize for this message because this is what the Lord wanted me to share. And when he gives someone a word to share and says share it, then you have to do what Daddy says. So I pray that you will take this word seriously because it's not for me. I don't know anything. I can't predict anything. All I can do is share what's shown to me or what's told to me. So again, the thing that's, you know, keeps popping in my head the most are these very strange weather phenomenons and the effect that it's going to have on communities. All right, so I will leave you with that. There are many, many Bible verses that back up what I'm saying about the end time prophecy, and what I'm seeing goes right along with what Revelation says, what Isaiah saw, what Daniel saw. You know, you can look all of that up and verify it for yourself. I pray, you know, when I get these kinds of bad news prophecies, I always pray that I'm wrong, that I heard it wrong, or that we can pray it away and change it. You know, let's just all agree to pray for God's will and to stay in God's will, for God to protect the country that we live in, and for us to be aware of spirits and the enemy, his plans and devices. And let's just all agree to fight the real enemy, who is Satan. All right. God bless y'all. Bye.